Radio Jones on iTalk FM.
We are back on Radio Jones, and it's just about 7:13. Oh, how many? 23 minutes. Sorry, 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're going over now to the village of Harold to be joined by one of the roving reporters from Harold Be Thy Name there, and I do believe that we have her on the line. I'm just trying to see if we've got her here. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Deborah.
Good afternoon. I gather that you've been live at the funeral of Margaret Thatcher today.
I have, yep. It was overcast, it was chilly, the city was at a standstill.
Right, one second. I'm just having problems hearing you here. Let's just... okay, let's do that again, please.
I'm standing very close to St. Paul's Cathedral, part of a huge crowd, and it seems that on stable days, history has repeated itself. There's a great sense of confusion running through the people at the moment because it seems that Mark Thatcher has gone missing.
Gone missing again? I mean, that's history repeating itself, deja vu.
It is. No one quite knows what's happening. I managed to have a word with a friend of his, who wishes to remain anonymous, but she offered quite an interesting insight into the 59-year-old hereditary baron's psyche. She said the problem is that Mark refuses to use sat-nav. Apparently he did try it once, but every time it told him to turn left, he'd shout, "You turn if you want to, the Thatcher's not for turning." And according to her, it's actually an inherited illness and that his mother suffered from it quite badly.
And what's been the atmosphere around Mark Thatcher going missing? Have people missed him there at the funeral of his mother?
I would say there are a few. He is, like his mother, quite a divisive figure, although much less well known. And we do have word from the Metropolitan Police. They are not too concerned about him at the moment. If I can quote Samira Batty, spokesperson for the Met, she said they've clocked him on CCTV going through Tower Hamlets. He'll be driving past streets full of boarded up shops, young people without a future, older people made to feel useless and criminal because they're on benefits, and the increased number of rough sleepers in communities without resources because councils have had their budget slashed. And the detective inspector, who clearly had a classical education, said that this reminded her of Sir Christopher Wren's epitaph, which is "Lector, si momentum requiris circumspice." Reader, if you seek a monument, look around you. And she said that as Mark Thatcher's looking at all this social decay, she sincerely hopes that he's thinking of his mother.
Indeed. Now then, what about the Queen's dress rehearsal? Just moving on there was another story that came out from Harold Be Thy Name about Prince Charles, who is obviously the heir to the throne, regarding how impressed he was at the Queen's dress rehearsal.
He was. It's a strange day for sons of incredibly powerful women, I think. Prince Charles, who is 64 now, perhaps there's an argument for him getting a little confused. He thought that he was actually at a dress rehearsal for the Queen's funeral and was impressed with how smoothly things went. He says, on the evidence of today's dress rehearsal, there's no reason why one's mother's funeral couldn't take place as early as next Tuesday. One will have to work things around lunch at the Dorchester, though.
Perhaps inherited some of his father's traits there, would one imagine?
Definitely. Well, at least he is one member of the royal family whose father we can be certain about who that is. Also, Prince Charles was further confused by the crowd. I do have to say there has been a significant number of protesters in this crowd for Margaret Thatcher's funeral. When the bells of St. Paul's went ding-dong, he heard people saying the witch is dead, but he interpreted that as W-H-I-C-H, witch is dead, and was quite ticked off about scruffy people's poor grammar.
And finally, if we can just look at the anti-Thatcher protesters getting their own red button coverage. That was a great move, I thought.
Yes, that's an absolutely tremendous innovation from the BBC. I was lucky enough to have a quick word with the controller, Danny Cohen, who said what the BBC did, there was the main footage on BBC One, you know, with Dimblebees and talking respectfully about the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery, but if you pressed the red button, it gave you access to protest cam. Danny Cohen said, "This is a dedicated view from the service, but facing the other way, we can guarantee you can sit through 3 hours of coverage without seeing a single thing."
Okay, thanks very much for joining us today on Radio Jones. You've been hearing from Harold Be Thy Name and the roving reporter there. One of you will be back with us very imminently, I would imagine.
Absolutely, that was my pleasure. And we are going to carry on reporting on events throughout the day, both on our website and on our Facebook, which is The Evening Herald. So please check that out and we will keep everyone updated.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Pippa. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.